Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Absolutely critical, and we talk about the North games, and the bottom line is whoever wins this next game is going to be the leader in the North in the division. So we know we have a team that's a really good football team coming in our place playing on Monday night.
Really good one that has beaten you four straight times. Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach, talking about the Detroit Lions Monday night football at Lambeau Field. It doesn't get much better than that. Mike Clemens, he's the best in the business. He's brought to you by Potawatomi. Eat, drink, play at Potawatomi. It's all happening at paysbig.com. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Big Show.
Mike, when you look at where Davante Adams is going to need to get to be able to be active and really honestly feel ready to go, we listened to that conversation he had with all you guys earlier today, and it's a patience that it feels like with Davante, but obviously frustration that he's not able to be a part of this situation and be a part of this run that they're really getting themselves on.
No, and he wanted to, and, you know, when it happened, 2 weeks ago tonight, he bends the toe way back, straight up. It hyperextends the ligament on the bottom of the big toe, and that's why it's turf toe. I mean, people misunderstand, like, is this a jam toe? Like, you know, when you kick your bare foot into the coffee table at 1 o'clock in the morning? No, no. This is pulling muscles and ligaments. He said he thinks he can get out of this without surgery. But here's a little question and answer that we had for him. By the way, the young TV reporter kind of asked an awkward question when Davante agreed to speak to us at his locker today.
I guess the obvious question that everybody wants to know, are you going to play on Sunday? Or Monday, excuse me?
No, I won't be playing Sunday, that's for sure. But Monday, I'm not sure just yet. It is a major injury, so the issue is that people hear turf toe and think it's just a jam. Turf toe means that you strained, which means you tore something. So that's you can Google that, so that's not me giving you anything too spicy today. I know you guys just got real excited about that, but that's what turf toe means. It means that you strained or tore something, so there's ligament damage, like I said, and we just got to let that heal up. And I've made a lot of strides, and I definitely am able to move around a lot better than what I was, but, we still got some healing to go.
There's such a thing as come back too early?
Yeah, 1,000%. You come back and you make it worse or have it linger throughout the season, so that's not what we're interested in doing here.
I had a version of it, Mike, and it's definitely different playing with turf toe when you're a big offensive lineman or a defensive lineman barely, you know, running in these 5-10 yard increments. But when you're Davante Adams, and the reason why you're so dangerous is because you probably have the best feet in pro football. He's right there. You can't rush it back. You got to be as patient as possible.
No, you know, you're making dig routes. So the Packers have got 20 players on their injury list. He did not participate. He was out there on the field today. But it looks like Jamal Williams will be back after he had that concussion, that helmet-to-helmet hit 2 weeks ago against the Eagles. For the Lions, Matt Patricia had his players out on the field today, and there was only one player that was out of the practice today in Detroit. You know who that was?
Mike Daniels?
Mike Daniels,
oh,
yeah, with the foot injury. Yeah.
Was Snacks Harrison practicing? I thought he was listed as out yesterday.
No, I just monitored Patricia's press conference from Detroit, and he said everybody was able to participate some today except for Mike.
Crazy.
Which is the same injury that, you know, why he missed all the OTAs and mini camps, and then, you know, Gutekunst released him on the eve of training camp. So
Aaron Rodgers, Mike, needing to, not necessarily needing to have big games in general. We had the conversation yesterday, and Gary brought it up to David Bakhtiari on Tuesday. Would you have imagined that there would be a game that you guys would win and Aaron Rodgers would not throw for a touchdown? And he said, no, I really wouldn't have thought so. But it just showcases how dangerous this football team can be.
I'm still a little shocked that Aaron Rodgers said at the podium in a post-game press conference in Dallas is saying, I don't need numbers anymore. I just want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess we've always assumed the guy wants to win football games. He wants to get into the Hall of Fame. He has racked up a tremendous amount of yards. He's been a consistent player. You know, those are all the criteria that you need to get into the Hall of Fame as a quarterback. You got to have at least a ring or two. You got to have X amount of yards. You got to be a consistent player over 10 years or longer, especially more when you're quarterback as opposed to, say, maybe running back. But he just blatantly put that out there. He basically was saying, I'm a lock for the Hall of Fame. I need some Super Bowl rings.
And
to...
rather unprovoked, Mike. I mean, you were there. It felt a little unprovoked being at home.
But you know something? That's the bottom line to all this, Billy. Aaron Rodgers doesn't care. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He doesn't care what you say. He's competitive now as ever before. He is pissed off. He wants things to run his way, or he wants things to work. He wants things to function. And even when you ask him, I mean, you know, once again, third quarter, you and LaFleur, I mean, you know, you're on the sideline, and LaFleur comes to you and gets in your face and starts saying, what the hell happened on that last series? Which is different. You know, McCarthy, a lot of other head coaches do not confront their quarterback on the sidelines. They've got 20 other assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the team photo yet? It's unbelievable. There's almost as many assistant coaches now as there are players on the team. It's unbelievable.
Mike, next year you need to sneak into that photo. I don't think they would know.
Yeah.
Just got to sneak in.
The kids would enjoy that. So today, Rodgers is saying, so what do you think about these cameras that are on your ass and you and LaFleur are going at it again when you're up 31-3?
You know, that's how they caught me, you know, they're down there at the end of the game, you know, telling them we're good. You know, he's dialed in. You know, he's a grinder. He works his tail off every single day, and you see it in the preparation and the way he is in front of the room. He's got a supreme command of the install every single week, and what we're trying to accomplish, does a good job of explaining that to the guys and making sure guys feel really good about their role going into the week. I think that's very important.
It's very important being able to know when you're going to be able to contribute, right? But then there's guys like a Lucas Patrick that you don't know when you're going to be able to contribute, but you just need to know that you need to be ready whenever that time comes.
And Lucas very articulately saying, I'm telling you, man, Corey Linsley's not missed a snap since 2016. He goes down with a concussion early in the game against the Cowboys, and that kind of rocks the boat a little bit because, sure, he's taken some snaps with Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, Lucas says, I'm constantly trying to pick up on, like, he said, these guys have had 2,000 snaps together. And he says Corey Linsley gets us into running plays that, you know, even amaze Aaron Rodgers. So he's just trying to get a slice of that. And of course, you know, he did an okay job with the blocking. They ran the inside zone. But on two snaps, Lucas Patrick on the shotgun snapped it to the wrong Aaron. It went to Aaron Jones.
Whoops.
And not to Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, as he said, at least Aaron, these guys saved his bacon by just going on and making it look like a wildcat play. And here's Lucas Patrick today.
It's a huge learning experience because that easily could have lost us that game. I mean, it came down to almost a one possession game. And if the two Aarons back there aren't playing elite as they always do and cover up for my possible mistake, it could have been real bad. So I'm greatly thankful for Jonesy just being an athlete back there and doing everything he can to turn what could have been a negative into a positive.
Mike, there is no worse feeling than knowing you just messed up the snap. As somebody that's either spiked a couple into the shins of a quarterback or fired one like 8 feet over somebody's head, there is no worse feeling than knowing the snap is errant, and sometimes you barely even notice.
All 11 are counting on you, and it also makes your head coach really nervous, too, no question about it. So one of the things I'm impressed about with this team, too, is, you know, football IQ. From an undrafted guy like Shandon Sullivan, who they picked up, he'd had some time with the Eagles. a guy who they picked up in May, and he started about the second or third week at camp and during those joint practices with the Texans, like, look at this. Where's this dude coming from? Deflecting passes, getting his hand on the ball, intercepting Aaron Rodgers a couple times during training camp. And I had a chat with him today because, you know, earlier in the week, you know, he was interviewed, and we had it on the post game where we talked about his pick, one of the three interceptions the Packers had against Dak Prescott. He was playing what he calls the hook. Mike Pettine calls it the hook. So I said, I asked him today, where is the hook line up? And he said, I'm 12 yards off the line of scrimmage. I'm between the numbers and the flats. And so he said, I'm basically there for if it's a run play, I shut that down. Or if the running back comes out, if Zeke Elliott comes out for a pass, I'm supposed to cover him. He said, now I felt Randall Cobb coming behind me on the post, right? I think they were in man, and they were in a dime. He felt Randall, but he said, you know what he did? He looked into the running back in that split second to fake Dak Prescott, like I'm biting on the running back coming out of the backfield. And as soon as he did that, that's when Prescott released his pass to Randall, and that's when you saw him jump and leap back to his left, get his hands in the air, and snap that ball that was right on its way for at least 25 yards to Randall Cobb, and instead he gets the pick. That's pretty smart for an undrafted guy.
100%. That defense is playing with a different energy and led by Za'Darius Smith. Matt Schneidman had an article. We talked to him a little bit earlier today about Za'Darius and coming and wanting to be a leader on this team. And he mentioned Rashawn Gary's mother talking to Za'Darius's mother at the Viking game, thanking her for what her son has done for her son. And like, that's a cool thought to feel the impact this guy has had on a young rookie who was coming in here with probably a bunch of expectations. Very little did he know about the team. But we have seen Rashawn make an impact here so far.
You know, all through camp, I was waiting for Preston Smith to step it up a little bit. But my God, you've seen the plays that he has come through on. You see the communication between Za'Darius and Preston in games where Za'Darius will go to Preston and say, listen, I'll take the outside, you take the inside, they'll go for me, and that'll open up a lane for you. And he gets a sack on Mitch Trubisky, which pretty much ended the game, the 10-3 game down in Chicago week one. So these two guys, these two free agents, you know, Preston and Za'Darius, they're just performing a lot. And what it does is it kind of casts a shadow over the spotlight on Rashawn Gary, 12th overall pick, first-round pick for the Packers, the kid out of Michigan, you know, that he doesn't, you know, it gives him time to develop. Even though he came up with a couple of nice plays when Za'Darius kept on having to leave the Cowboys game like three times with the cramps. So Rashawn Gary was asked, you know, do you feel like the pressure's been taken off you a little bit with those two guys?
Man, I'm here to play ball, man. Pressure, we into the season. I'm not worried about none of that, man. Football's football. I'm here to play football. And, you know, having, you know, P and Z, you know, leading the way, I'm happy to join that. And I told him I would be part of the fun. So, you know, just say something for me when I get there.
Does it mean anything to play Detroit this week as a Michigan guy?
Man, I'm just happy to be part of the Green Bay Packers, man. We 4-1, and we on to this week, and that's what we focused on, the Lions.
Is that you biting your tongue?
Yeah.
No, that's me chewing some gum, man.
It's just an awesome energy around this team, Mike. Can't wait to see it on Monday night. Appreciate all the great sound and all the great work you're doing up there.
Thank you, boys.
That's Mike Clemens gaming. All of it happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, paysbig.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.